Joanna Carter glides over the floor, demonstrating ballet steps to two young girls in a dance class at the Westwood Baptist Church in Birmingham. She moves between the two girls, correcting their posture as she teaches. Carter started her collegiate career as a dance major at Birmingham Southern College. She left, though, when the school shut down its dance program. The move hurt.
I missed it a lot because I had spent 2 years there already, so I had just sort of started to settle and really make the friends that I thought I was going to keep for those 4 years. It was very difficult for me to transfer and leave all of that behind and start all over again.
The dance program was one of many victims of a financial storm at the school that came to a head in 2010. Accounting errors, overspending, and borrowing left Birmingham Southern with a massive deficit. The college cut its budget by $10 million. Dance, and ironically, accounting, were among several majors eliminated. About 80 faculty and staff lost their jobs, and those who remained took salary cuts. In the midst of this whirlwind, the school's president resigned.
Really, the college was about as far at the bottom as you could imagine.
BSc political science professor Natalie Davis served on a search committee looking for a new leader. The school's unlikely selection for president was General Charles Krulak. Krulak is a retired Marine and a former member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He had no previous connection with Birmingham Southern or experience running an educational institution. But Davis says he was open about the situation, and that honesty left a positive impression.
97% of faculty thought we ought to hire him right away. I've never seen 97% of faculty agree on anything, and I've been there 40 years.
When he started as president in the summer of 2011, he took no salary. He lived with his wife in a dorm, and he started attacking the financial issues.
Basically, we had to take some extraordinary steps.
Krulak spearheaded intense fundraising efforts, resulting in nearly $16 million in unrestricted gifts last year. He worked with creditors to restructure the school's debt. Krulak also dealt with governance. Previously, the college had a board of trustees with 72 members. Such a large board can become unwieldy and lead to poor oversight. So soon after being hired, Krulak told many board members they needed to step down. That's a gutsy move, according to Jack Stripling with the Chronicle of Higher Education.
The board is his boss. And so imagine getting hired and going into a job and saying to your boss, "Thanks for hiring me, now will you please leave?"
While Birmingham Southern is not the only private college to face financial troubles, Stripling says the school serves as an important warning to other universities.
People look to this as an informative tale of what can happen to an institution over such a short period of time.
Yet, after just 2 years on the job, Charles Krulak seems to have Birmingham Southern in a better position. In June, the school's accrediting agency removed a sanction against BSC after reviewing audits and financial records. Enrollment is up this fall after a drop during the financial concerns. Krulak says Birmingham Southern is on the path to recovery.
We're hiring faculty, brought back the accounting. We're going to be bringing back majors as we're not going to make anything. We're not going to make any stupid mistakes. We're going to do it in pace with our revenue. But yes, we're bringing it back.
For dancer Joanna Carter, her diploma didn't come from Birmingham Southern College, but she still thinks fondly of the place today.
I think that the spirit of Birmingham Southern is the same. It's still a great liberal arts school. So they're starting to rebuild, but it's a little bit different.
It won't be the same, she says, until they get that dance major back. For WBHM, I'm Pooja Gajare.